T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
San Francisco's skyline could be changing again. There is a plan in the works to build an 800-foot residential tower on Market Street that would hold, 700 apartment units, I should say. Phil, this is only part of a much bigger plan to do some changes to Market Street.
Yeah, that's right. And in large part, it's due to PG&E's financial troubles, which prompted them to sell their headquarters site in downtown San Francisco and move over to Oakland. That left an entire block sitting down there, and a lot of people were wondering, okay, is something going to happen there, or is it just going to stay the way it is given the COVID, given the office questions about people coming back to work in offices? Are high-rise offices still viable in San Francisco? A lot of people were watching it, and a group called Hines said, yep, we're going to bet on it. Not only are we going to rehab the PG&E headquarters now and bring it up to par, which is create about 1 million square feet of office space, we are also going to build a 50-story residential tower right next to it. And this is just a block away from the infamous Millennium Tower, which is trying to get itself rehabbed and straightened out. So between things going up and things getting propped up, it looks like downtown San Francisco is going to continue to be the construction zone that drives drivers crazy, but makes city fathers and mothers pretty happy because it means money is going to keep coming in.
I would have thought the sinking Millennium Tower would have scared off the developers.
Well, that's an interesting one, Patty, because one of the reasons that everybody is concerned about the Millennium Tower, which is 58 stories tall and began sinking, you know, it sunk some 17 inches and is tilting, is because the land under it got disturbed and it compressed, and it led to this, what was landfill, just compressing and sinking. But the difference is the Millennium Tower was built with a concrete frame, something that's new, something that was somewhat experimental. They didn't go down into bedrock. But yeah, I was asking some of the people down at City Hall, I said, okay, you started to make a fix on that, but then you had to stop because the tower was sinking more. We reported that a couple of weeks ago. And it's on hold now while they try to figure out how to fix the tower without the ground sinking more. Well, they said, well, there's not a problem over in the other site. That's not going to be, you know, I mean, that's a whole different story. They're going to be building differently. I said, yeah, but as long as you have this thing over here that could be tilting or maybe have to come down, isn't that going to affect the whole neighborhood? There was a moment of silence, and they said, not yet. Work you on ahead.
So, Phil, there was a time during the pandemic when a lot of people were moving out of the city. I'm assuming that something like this is going to attract tenants without too much problem, certainly by the time it's put up in place.
Yeah, well, Jeff, that is the big roll of the dice that these developers do. I will tell you now that some of the luxury apartments like the Millennium that have come online in recent months have been slow to get picked up. People are saying, you know, I'm not sure about investing in condos and high-rises right now. These folks are betting that that's going to pass, there's going to be a rebound, and they're going to make big bucks. Either that, or they're going to have some more trouble sinking finances.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.